we'll do the last song. Is our unofficial favorite song of the first recording. And Steve Waterman on the player wrote this. And by the way, what does this title mean? Did you ever say what this title means?
Yes. Please do. Yes, this song is actually dedicated to my friend and neighbor's dog.
Oh, didn't know that. There's no end to the interest.
This dog, actually, last night, I have a dog, but I lost part of it, and his dog is great off the leash, my dog is great off the leash. The dogs are not great off the leash together. They once spent about 12 hours on quite the adventure and ended up about 5 miles away from our house.
No kidding.
When we happened to accidentally let them out together, and last night I was walking my dog, and the two of them went together. But luckily they stayed with me. But so you can picture this dog. He's a Brittany Spaniel, I think. I'm not super good with dogs. Brittany Spaniel, you know, kind of like shaggy white and brown dog, maybe like yay high.
you
can picture him in the woods. I have, you know, a nice span of woods behind where I live, and you can picture him sort of like bounding through the woods in the snow, right? So everybody got that image? Lock that in your head, you know, close your eyes, and then we're gonna sort of play and see you guys come see me afterwards and let me know if this works for them. That image.
So, you guys probably didn't even know. We didn't know all that. We just knew the title. We knew
something new,
great song. So. And it's just about our favorite
song.
It's
an song. Instrumental song, right? So like the titles are talk.
Because
right?
Dogs can't talk. And it's called Fletcher's Villain. Thanks again, folks. We had a really great time tonight. And it goes like this.
there's that middle section, the top and the bottom, right, is nice, he's sort of bouncing around. There's that middle section where it gets a little weird, right? That's where he's lost out in the woods. Like,